All right, can we talk about the title track on the album? I mean, it's got killer sound, great guitars. It's got, you know, your signature vocals on it. You're growling, you're screaming, but at the same time, you're almost crooning at times. Like, you're hitting all those notes. What was the creative experience behind it? How was it written, and how did you guys put it all together?
Well, you know, definitely tracks like Ungrateful and You're Insane and stuff like that, we worked on for quite a while. And these tracks didn't even exist when we first finished our album, because we went in with Feldman, we finished an entire record, got half of it back, and we just weren't satisfied with I think, to me, just the songs that we decided to re-record. They just didn't sound right. So we decided to just take a break, not release that record immediately, and record some new songs, and just, you know, we didn't want to rush it. We didn't want to release something we weren't fully satisfied with. So, you know, we flew out to Jersey, worked on some tracks some more, and then flew back, and we decided, you know what, let's just go in the studio on our own. Let's call in some friends to see if they want to add some input. Let's hire an engineer and a mixer, and let's just get this shit done. So, you know, we had our friend Brandon, who used to play drums for the Trey Union, now he sings in a band called Hell or High Water. You know, he came in to kind of kick my ass in the studio, kind of like Feldy would, because I suck in the studio when I'm recording by myself. I mean, it's really like, I need somebody there to tell me to do it again. Because there's nobody there to tell me to do it again. Like, when we started recording it on our own without Brandon there kicking my ass, it'd be like, it'd hit record, I'd sing a part, you know, I'd finish the part. Yeah, so what'd you think, Craig? Yeah, you know, I thought that was good. Yeah, I thought it was good too. Do we just move on? I don't know. Do we move on? Like, I don't know. So bringing somebody in that, you know, you sing it, you thought you sang it great, and they're like, no, fuck you. Do it again. You can do it better. Do it again. You know, I love that. It can get a little frustrating sometimes, and I get real sweaty. I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to fucking rip these headphones off. But I really like that, because it gets more emotion out of you, and I like having somebody in the studio like that. So I remember I recorded Ungrateful once all the way through when we were in the mixing process, and I was like, no, fuck it. Let me go in there and do it again. So, thankfully I did, because I like this new way a lot better than what it sounded like before.